Well, in such a time like this, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to respond? And so this morning, I'm going to speak about the church for such a time as this, which is, I think, so, so important, isn't it, for all of us. And so therefore, friends, we're going to read just one passage of Scripture, which is Psalm 2, verses 1 to 11, all right? So we're going to stand in honor of God's Word as we read this passage of Scripture together in our strongest, loudest, most robust GMC voices together. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I've installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you're my son. Today I become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Again, Father, we ask you by your Spirit, inspire your word. Take your word and speak to each one of us and draw us on in response. Our Father, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Would you take your seats? Amen. How many of you, friends, you are really depressed, you are really distressed, you're really disgusted, all the D's, about what's happened in Malaysia in the last 2 weeks? Can I see your hands? How many of you? Wow, my goodness. How many of you? You're delighted, you're elated about what has happened in Malaysia in the last 2 weeks. Can I see your hands? How many of you? Okay, wow, a few hands. I need to examine your citizenship, whether you're real Malaysians or not. Maybe I didn't examine some of you, whether you're real DMC members or not, whether you're real members or Fenton members. But friends, you know, I belong to a later category. Really, I belong. It's so exciting to live in Malaysia, and all you people say, because every day something new happens. Every day a drama takes place. So wonderful and exciting. Friends, no fun to live in Australia, New Zealand, even Singapore. Every day so predictable. Same every day. Malaysia, not the same every day. Amen? That's why it's so exciting to live in Malaysia. Really, you know, it is better than Hollywood and Bollywood put together. Even this cannot match what is happening in Malaysia. Amen? So, the friends, it really is so wonderful, exciting, man. It puts us on our toes, as it were, that we begin to watch what is happening, you know. This is 21st century drama taking place. Nothing can be matched by this, even Korean drama as well, about what's happening in Malaysia. We thank God really for Malaysia. You know what, man? In the midst of all these kind of things taking place, we know what are the challenges we are faced with. What are the challenges? I know I'm going fast because I've got a clock to beat because the Chinese is coming in very soon. What are the challenges we're faced with? At the national level, what are some of the challenges we're faced with? For example, there's conspiracy and compromises taking place, isn't it? Why? Because Psalm 2 and verse 1 tells us, why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? There are all kinds of conspiracies taking place the last 2 weeks. You see, yeah, you my side, your side, there's plots and counterplots. There's sabotage and subterfuge and subversion. All kinds of rubbish taking place in our land and our nation. You see, that's the reality of it. Not only, friends, you know, there is all these compromises taking place. People throwing out their ethics, throwing out their principles. Anything will do, anyone will do like that, which is a real, real tragedy. On top of that, friends, there is confusion and consternation. What has happened in this country? Some people wrote to me, Pastor, really what is happening? I said, I also don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolute confusion. Not only that, we are dumbfounded, consternation, absolutely dumbfounded by what is happening. Friends, can I say, this is not new. Friends, can I say, more than 2,000 years ago, a prophet of God likewise complained to God the same thing as many of us complain to God. Amen. No, wonderful people here don't complain to God one. My friends, over 2,000 years ago, Prophet Habakkuk complained to God like crazy. Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. What does it say? Come, let's read together. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the Lord is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so that justice is perverted. Listen, we boil on the inside about all the injustice, unfairness, okay, that's taking place like this. But friends, nothing new. More than 2,000 years, we find a prophet that face the same thing as a complaint, like crazy to God. Not only that, friends, thirdly, we notice there's confrontation and coup taking place. Listen, all right? two factions fighting one another, okay, and all kinds of things taking place. And there's a coup, as we know, all right, taking place in the process as a result. We see this in the Bible as well. Psalm 2, verse 2, together, the kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather against the Lord, against the anointed one. You see, for instance, the Lord and the anointed stands for truth, justice, and righteousness. That's what God stands for. See? All that is right and true. And these people gather to say boo-boo to you, boo-boo to all this that you are trying to implement in the world, as it were. That's the reality of it all, that, you know, there's coup and counter-coup taking place in the process. Not only that, friends, fourthly, you notice there's no compunction. Sorry, use this big word. It means there is no regret whatsoever, remorse whatsoever, whatever wrongs we do. Nothing whatsoever. You find these people stand tall and high and still stand up as if we are the champion of this country, as if and do anything we want. Like, this is what is happening, friends. This is what you read also likewise, friends, in Psalm 2, verse 3, right? Let us break the chains and say, and throw the fetters. Every rule, every principle can go. Why? Because we got all the power to do whatever we like. We can really forced to anything we like in our nation. No problem at all. This is what has happened in our country. Psalm 2, verses 4 and 5 says this. Come, let's read together. The Lord enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them and terrifies them in his wrath. God is having a good time laughing, isn't it? And you and I as God must join God in laughing. Hello? Really? What a mockery, isn't it? How strange. People thought they can do anything they want and get away with it. God exposes them all. What is the intent of the heart? God really shows them at the end of it all. See what has happened. You think you can get away with it? Nobody gets away with it. Now, friends, it is not only at a national level. We see this at a global level as well. What is happening globally, friends? You know what happens? In the ushering of 2020, we're in for a fantastic time, you know? A new year and a new decade, you know what? Amazing things happen fulfilling the words of Jesus. You know that? It's amazing what is happening around, okay? Matthew 24, this is what Jesus says, what is going to happen in the last days, just before he returns. This might be the signal of maybe possibly Jesus returning soon. Amen, isn't it? How many look forward to Jesus returning soon? Can I see your hands? Well, God bless you, so that we don't have to die. We can go straight to heaven, amen? What a good deal, isn't it? What are the things that shows to us, okay, that Jesus says to us in Matthew 24? These things are going to happen before I return. And at the start of 2020, we see all these kind of things fulfilled almost to the letter. What are they? Firstly, wars and rumors of wars, isn't it? And so Matthew 24, verses 6 and first part of verse 7, come, let's read together. You will hear of wars and rumors of war, but see to it you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. How many wars that have been fought right now? More than 40 wars have been fought right now. Armed conflicts are talking about. All right, besides trade wars, for example, between the two big nations, besides word wars as well, our previous prime minister quarrel with everybody around the world. Amen. Listen, all kinds of wars are taking place. So it's ridiculous and crazy. And Jesus says this to you and I, be warned. There'll be wars and rumors of wars, kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation. All right, there are more than 10 countries involved in warfare, even Britain and France, actually secretly funding militias as well as rebels fighting against, okay, the Syrian government. Ridiculous and crazy. This is what is happening like this, okay, around the world. Secondly, Jesus says, there may be famines and earthquakes. So Matthew 24, verse 7, there'll be famines, earthquakes in various places. For example, how many earthquakes are taking place since the start of 2020? Since that time, more than 2,000 earthquakes on Richter scale 4.0 and above. More than 2,000 second place since the start of the year. See what is happening to this world. More than that, friends, thirdly, you begin to see plagues and pestilences. And so Jesus says likewise before his return in Luke 21, verse 11, like this. Come, let's read together. There'll be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. All kinds of plagues and pestilences taking place. For example, but many might not do, all right? There's huge swarms, hundreds of millions of locusts that will attack Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia, right? Shocking, frightening. It has just denuded large swaths of farmland all across, okay, these kind of countries. Any friend, it is going up north. Today, it's affecting Iran. It has gone across also likewise to India and Pakistan like this, just attacking all these kind of places, all right, and creating great famine, okay, like this taking place in all these kind of nations, friends. That's the reality. More than you and I know very well, fires in Australia, isn't it? Burning across, starting 2019, went across 2020, it went on and on for quite a while. We're all concerned, you see. How much land was burnt up, okay, in these recent fires in Australia? More than half the size of Britain, has been burnt up in this recent size. That's what is happening like this. It's fulfilling the very words of Jesus like this. Not only, friends, there's plagues and pestilences. There is also, or fourthly, finally, pressure, persecution, apostasy, betrayals, and deceptions taking place. What did Jesus say? Matthew 24, 9 to 11. Come, let's read together, friends. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you'll be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. There'll be pressure, persecution upon the church. That is what is happening in China today. The last 2 years, especially, pressures increased. Churches have been shut down. India, likewise. Many were killed. Okay, even pastors and ministers and all kinds of things across different parts of it. In Sri Lanka, across in the Arab world, you know, all kinds of places, this kind of thing. Pressure, persecution comes on. But friends, can I say, pressure and persecution never destroy the church. It is comfort and prosperity destroy the church. Amen? All right? It is right now, for example, a little bit of pressure only upon us because of the coronavirus. Hello? Just a little bit of pressure. Hey, friends, this is not a crisis. Don't respond in crisis. This is only a bit of concern. No, yeah. Why respond in crisis? You know what happens? All the supermarkets in Singapore are all empty. Especially toilet roll. You know why toilet rolls? Because it's essential. All the others are non-essential items. They've come over to Johor Bahru. I was just there 2 Sundays ago to preach. They've come over to Johor Bahru and bought out all the stuff in the supermarket. Even in Melbourne, I was there two weeks ago to speak. Doris and I were there. I was going to do a wedding and preach in a church there. Even in Melbourne, some supermarkets are emptied out. You know, if you check very carefully, who are those who empty some supermarkets? Singaporeans first, followed by Malaysians. It's crazy. Even Pastor Chris tells us, that day last Thursday, I was mentoring senior pastors of various churches, various denominations, and Pastor Chris was there. And he was just saying out of the blue, because I was teaching them and helping them. Friends, I said to them, you know what? Two important things happening in Malaysia. You and I must speak about it from the pulpit this weekend, this Sunday. You must all address. These are all fantastic senior pastors of great churches around. Two important things, coronavirus as well as, what's happening in Malaysia right now, the political turmoil. You must address this. You cannot not say anything because then you become irrelevant to what is happening around the world. Amen. Everybody talks about it. How can you not talk about it? Okay? Which is so, so important for you and I. See, friends, faith is never tested during good times. Faith is tested in times of crisis. When things are good, no test of faith at all. And friends, you know, you and I got to understand it. This is the time to rise up to be the church. So what is our response? What is our answer? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many of you know this song? Can I see your hands? How many of you know this song? My goodness, so many of you, including Pastor Chris. You know, when did this song come out? 1963, Bob Dylan. Okay, Pastor Chris, you were only 3 years old at that time. My goodness, very smart pastor, okay? Right now. But that's the reality. What is the answer? What should be our response? In fact, friends, what is God's call for all of us in our lives today? What is God's call to the Church of Jesus Christ? It is very important, friends, for you to know 4 things. What are the 4 things you must know in such a time as this? Firstly, know who we are. Isn't it? Who are we, friends? We are the body of Christ. That's what Paul says like this, 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, each one of a part of it. And what is the body supposed to do? Body of Christ is supposed to be built up strong. We're supposed to be strong, right? It's so important. Church, can I urge you, plead with you, beg you, get on my knees to bless you. Go for all the trainings in DUMC. So important, isn't it? All the trainings, go for it. Just Friday again, visit a cell group. One of the cell leader said to me, Pastor Daniel, this lady in my cell group, she has gone for all the trainings in UMC. She's not even a member of UMC yet. Here is someone who knows the value, the blessing of it. In fact, just yesterday, there was training yesterday morning on spiritual warfare. All right? It's such a wonderful training, friends. If you're not being, go for it. I beg you, really go for it. Why? Because at the end, I met this guy. He's in his 60s. He's just come to faith in Christ recently. All right? I've been praying for him. I was trying to work with him. And thank God he came to faith in Christ. So I was, hey, how is it, my friend? He said, very good, very good. I said, you know what? From now onwards, you'll be a ghostbuster from DMC, casting all the demons and ghosts everywhere. Hello? That's what we are trained for, and all the ghostbusters say. Well, only 20% ghostbusters here. But really, friends, it is so important that we build up strong. So, friends, church, can I say, if you're hurt, deal with it. Some people, because of hurt, they leave the church. How sad. Satan has a hold upon us. We lose, friends. We need the fellowship, encouragement. Hello, are you there? Isn't it? So forgive. Forgive. Move on. Let's continue to press on in fellowship. Okay, work there. Sometimes people, their parents are not answered. They're angry with God. All wrong thinking, wrong theology. Come more often to UMC. Things will be sorted out well. Friends, all this kind of stuff, isn't it? We need to overcome this so the body will be strong. And get a good amen for that. Not only the body must be strong. We are also, secondly, friends, the bride of Christ. Isn't it? That's what Revelation 21, verse 9 tells us like this. Come, let's read together. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, come, I will show the bride, the wife of the Lamb. The bride, referring to the church. You and I, friends, are church. We are the bride of Christ. And what is the bride supposed to be? The bride is supposed to be pure, holy, blameless, without spot, wrinkle, or stain, as Ephesians chapter 5 tells us. That's what a bride's supposed to be, friends. And therefore, if you and I can stand firm, if you and I can stand strong, it means in our life, in your life, there must be no compromise, trickery, no cheating, no lying, no nothing whatsoever, not involved in bribery and corruption. Friends, it is only that you got the strength to stand up against all the injustice. It is only that, friends, you've got character in you to be able to stand firm and steadfast and strong. Thirdly, friends, we are also, okay, for you and I, the army of God, isn't it? So Paul writes like this. Come, let's read together. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 12. Together. Finally, be strong in the Lord in a mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Put on the armor of God. Why? Because you and I, we are supposed to be an army of God, not fighting with guns and bullets, not fighting with bombs and bullets, but fighting what? Fighting with character, courage, and confidence in God. Hello, are you there? Isn't it so important? When there's character, we don't compromise. When there is really and holy courage, we stand up. When it is confidence and faith in God, we fear nothing. So important. Not even virus. Hello? People fear for Wuhan virus. You know what? You and I must catch 200 virus. Because the 200 virus, if you and I catch it, will have no fever for us, but will have the fire of the Holy Spirit in us. And all God's people say, right now, so important, is it, for you and I to understand, to know all of these. So important for us, is it? Not only, friends, we must know who we are, but second, we must know what they're supposed to do. What are you and I supposed to do? Matthew 24, verses 12 and 13. Come, let's read together what Jesus says. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Okay? Jesus warns us. Because of the increase of wickedness, friends, can I say to you this? The world will get worse and worse, not better and better. Even if I think the world is going to get better, we're deceived. This is not in line with the word of God. That in the last days, wickedness will increase. All kinds of lies and deceit and all kinds of trickery, okay, and scheming and plotting and counterplotting will take place just more and more. What are you and I supposed to do? All right, you and I supposed to stand strong and firm and steadfast. Rise up, okay? Persevere on. Don't give in, don't give up. Meet a little bit of challenge. It's okay. Stand firm and resist it and fight it. Don't face a bit of challenge and give up already. Don't face a little problem and give up already. No, press on. If you're a cell leader, I commend you. Press on serving the Lord. Amen. Is it okay? Pastor Ming Yok is serving as a cell leader, down zone leader, since coming back right from England. 30 years now she has been serving and faithfully to carry on, isn't it? It's a privilege to serve. I count it an enormous privilege that I have the joy and privilege of serving here in UMC all these years, 40 years plus a little bit more now, isn't it? Hey, time passes very fast. Before you realize it, boom, all right, you are 70, 80, 90 years old, and it's all over. You miss the privilege of serving and a blessing to people, isn't it? What a joy, privilege to mentor your journey with people and see their life change and transform, isn't it? What a blessing it is like this. So friends, stand firm, steadfast, and press on. Don't give in, you give up. And all God's people say, not only that, Jesus says to us, in terms of call. Thirdly, know where the key, the answer is. Where is the answer, the key to the problems we are faced with in Malaysia as well as around the world? And this is so important to you and I understand. Where is the solution for all the problems in the world? Friend, the Bible tells us this. All right, Psalm 2, verses 4 to 6. Come, let's read again together. The Lord enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger, terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I've installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. At the end, friends, you and I must know, where is the key answer? The key answer is simply this. God has installed his king. He is there seated on the throne. And all God's people say, God is in charge. Jesus is king over Malaysia. Not anyone, not any man whatsoever. Jesus is Lord and King. Hello, are you there, isn't it? You and I must come to that place to know God is in control of Malaysia. God loves Malaysia so much. You know that? GE14, for example, had the other side won. Malaysia's finished completely, isn't it? Out of GE14, we discovered Malaysia's over 1 trillion ringgit in debts. You know how much is 1 trillion, right? How much is 1 trillion? By the way, okay, 1 billion is 1,000 million, okay? And 1 trillion is 1,000 billion. That's a lot of money. Hey, it looks like no money, no problem for you all. God bless you. It's crazy. See, had Barisan won GE14, Malaysia's wiped out. Really, Malaysia's finished altogether. Thank God. He loves Malaysia. He loves you and I. Say to your neighbor, he loves you lah. Is that okay? So important. Really, seriously. See, God loves us so much. He will not abandon Malaysia. Friends, he has heard our prayers. That's why he's intervened. At strategic moments, he will do it. He will not do it at our beck and call because he's God. But he will do it at the appropriate moment. When he sees strategic, he will intervene and save Malaysia, friends. And it's so important. That's why it's so good to be in Malaysia. Amen? Enjoy all the drama free of charge some more. Isn't it? What a joy. What a blessing. Isn't it to be here like this? Friends, you know? But also, fourthly, friends, know who holds the hope in the future. You and myself, who holds the hope in the future? And that's what Jesus says to us like this, friends. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. What does it say? Come, let's read together what Jesus says. Together, friends. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome. Gates of Hades mean gates of hell. Gates of hell will not overcome what? Overcome the church. Friends, you know, the one institution or the one movement that will never be overcome. All institutions, movements will come and go one day. The only one who remains and stays forever is the Church of Jesus Christ. And all God's people say, the church marches on, friends. The church marches on in spite of whatever. Persecution, destruction will never destroy the church. It strengthens the church, friends. In the first 300 years of New Testament history, in the first 300 years of the church was persecuted, friends. You know that? Really persecuted. Friends, you know, to be a Christian in the first 300 is a huge serious disadvantage. Your life is in danger. You'll be thrown to the lions. You'll be killed, whatnot. In fact, 2 years ago, Doris and I, we were in Rome. And I told Doris, come, let's go to the catacombs. What? People show, is there a catacomb? I said, yes, I know the catacombs in Rome. So we went there, take us to the catacombs, underground, in the first 2-3 centuries. Christians were meeting secretly, quietly. And the catacombs that we went to, this particular went to, it went underground for 19 miles in all directions, where Christians would hide, would pray, would worship, would live, and also those who have died would be buried there. And today, if you go there, there are all tombstones and everything all inside there, all right, graves and all inside there. But there are little pockets and cubicles where they meet in worship celebration of the Lord's Supper, the Lord's grace. And then there's also a bigger area. They converted that into a church today. And friends, that is underground. That's a real underground church. All the church in China, people call underground. That's not underground. Don't call it underground. It's okay. If you hear anyone who said China underground church, don't kill them. Don't slap them. Okay, say you are wrong. Because what I come from DMC, okay, to tell you are wrong. Why? Because the word underground has negative connotations. Are you there? Underground means, firstly, you've got something to hide. Underground means, therefore, you're illegal. Underground means, thirdly, authorities have the right to penalize you. Not true. The right to meet is a fundamental human right, and all who agree say. The right to meet, to practice our faith, is a fundamental human right, all God's people say. It is not accorded to us by the authorities. It is not given to us by whoever. It's a right to meet. It's our right. No one can dictate and say we cannot meet, isn't it? And so, friends, it's not an underground church. It is a house church. Call it a house church because they meet in homes and house church, friends. But this one in Rome is really underground because they met underground, okay? And why? Because their lives are in danger. That's the reason why like this, friends. All right? And so important, isn't it, for you and I have to understand. The hope is not out there. Hope is here. Church marches on, right? More than that, Jesus says in Matthew 24, verse 14. Come, let's read together. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as testimony of all nations. And then the end will come. And then the end will come. How many of you love to study the book of Revelation? Can I see your hands? How many of you? How many of you? Fantastic. Good. God bless you. Keep on studying. It's a great book, okay? And so in the book, you begin, as you study, you notice there were seven seals and seven trumpets and seven bowls, okay? And seven whatever else, all the sevens, okay? When it's broken, it's broken. And people, as a result of that, begin to come up with different views about the return of Christ. Where do you belong to the amillennial, the premillennial, the postmillennial view? Got or not? You notice, friends? All right? In Revelation chapter 8, verse 4, it says, when the seventh seal was broken, there was half an hour silence in heaven. You know? You know why God gives half an hour? To give everybody a chance to tell them, your views are all wrong. Hello? God gave half an hour mercy and grace to let you know all your views, our view, postman, pre-tribulation, are all wrong altogether. Okay? Friends, can I help you? All right, to save your headaches and heartaches and trying to study all these kind of things. Okay, can I summarize a whole book just in two words? And the two words is, we win. Really, that's all there is. We win, really. Okay, and so wanting to know when is it, how is it, what is it? We win at the end. Why? Because it says, Revelation 11, 15, for the kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Jesus reigns forever. We win, you know, and He is building His church. And that's why no gates of hell can prevail against the church. We march on. We become stronger and stronger in spite of persecution and pressure. Hello, are you there? We press on and on. Very important. Friends, you know what? We all want to know. How many of us want to know the second coming of Christ? Can I see hands? How many of us, maybe? How many love to see Jesus returning home? Or coming here. Sorry, not returning home. Coming here. Okay? Before we die. Can I see hands? Oh, clever people. You notice my two hands are up. Okay? Because I want to see Jesus before I die. Hello? There no funeral, no burial. Nothing was, wow, ping-a-nang, it goes up Star Wars style. It's so, so good. Right now. We'll all be caught up in the clouds, and I'll be there waving to you. Because why? Cannot go near to shake hands or wave to you. Shake hands, it's okay. We're not die one. Friends, can I say, I do this. Everywhere I go, I shake hands. Even at the heart of SARS crisis. So I'm not saying that, okay, lightly. I do this. At the heart of SARS crisis, when we're in Ruby Cinema, some people, Pastor, don't shake, dangerous. I say, I'll carry on shaking. I will not stop shaking. Pastor, do it like that, like that, like that. Lah. Forget about it. I'll carry on shaking. I say, I will pray hard. You will pray hard. If I'm not, well, it means you're not praying hard for me. No, no, not true. Not true. Why you react in panic and in fear like this? Hello? Of course, shaking hands, I have to go and wash your hands, which I've been doing for the last 20, 25 years when I'm here in DMC at the door shaking hands. All right, wash your hands and come out and join God's people in worship like this. Listen, it's understood, is it right now? But don't react in panic so much so that nothing else happens now, okay? And pity all those in businesses today. Friends, this is a great time to travel because you can have a whole aeroplane to yourself. You know, yeah, you can have the whole hotel to yourself. All kinds of things, you know. Pray for them. IATA, this international airline, okay, they said, if this carries on, there'll be US $200 billion wiped up just like this in the airline industry. We know there's a huge loss. Pray for them. Is it okay? Pray for them. But you must not react in panic and in fear. So much it grips us, it paralyzes us. Okay, that's so important. Isn't it? Friends, you know, let me read you a passage of scripture. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Okay, this is what you notice the writer to the Hebrews says to us like this. All right, Hebrews 10 and in verse 25. The author says, okay, all right, in this manner. Let me read. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Okay, and then the author goes on. Okay, all right. And all the more, but let us encourage one another, and all the more so as you see the day approaching. Let us not give up meeting as some habit of doing, but let us meet to encourage one another. Hello, are you there? Encourage one another. As we see the day approaching, as we see the return of Jesus soon, let's encourage one another, isn't it? Which is so, so important. So meet, it continues to do so. Friends, you know, all right? There's one thing you and I can do, can speed up the return of Christ. You know that? There's one thing we can really do to speed up the return of Jesus, really. What is it? Jesus gives us an answer. It is in this verse. What did Jesus say in verse 14 of Matthew 24? Jesus says, and this gospel of the kingdom will preach in the world as to all nations, and then the end will come. See, when the gospel is preached to all nations, then the end will come. Then Jesus will return. If you go on to preach the gospel, when every nation, every person gets a chance to hear the good news of Christ, Jesus comes back, therefore, friends. And so you and I can speed up the return when we preach the good news of Christ. That's why I'm so impassioned, all right? So excited I want to share Jesus with anyone, everyone. And therefore, friends, at the end, what is really our commitment? If there's God's call for us in our lives, what therefore should be our commitment to all of this? What should we do? How should we respond as a church, the Church of Jesus Christ in Malaysia, as every church around the world, which is so critical and important, friends, in such a time as this? How should we respond at the end, friends? Our first commitment is to our nation and the future. We're committed to our nation and the future, and all God's people say, that's where we remain. That's where we don't leave, isn't it? Right now, when you go to all these countries, every day, same, same. Where got fun? We're supposed to have fun here. Pastor Chris tells us, where got fun? No excitement whatsoever. Every day is so predictable. It's a, okay, here in Malaysia, never a dull deal. So wonderful. Enjoy, have fun. Let's have a good, wonderful roller coaster ride, okay? Why? And this is what friends say, okay? Commit to our nation and our future. And this is what Psalm 2, verse 8 tells us, like, come, let's read together. Ask of me, and I'll make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. Ask of me. God will give us the nations inheritance, ends of the earth as our possession, friends. I say, that should be our commitment. Commitment to Malaysia, commitment to the ends of the earth. Ask of the Lord. That's our commitment, which is so important for all of us. Second commitment, friends. Okay, in fact, right here is Ben Carson, all right? An amazing surgeon, one of the leading top ones in the world. He has gone, okay? Part of President Donald Trump's cabinet now. Okay, he's the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, like Minister of Housing. And this is what he says, friends. Many times, our hope is in politicians. Our belief, our hope, our future politicians. Far from it. Listen carefully to what Ben Carson says. We have been conditioned to think that only politicians can solve our problems. But at some point, maybe we'll wake up and recognize that it is politicians who created all our problems. They are the cause of the problems. In fact, 1995 politicians create problems all over the world. Oh, quiet now. You're so kind people. I'm a little bit unkind, sorry. You know, but really, politicians, most of them create problems in their nations around the world, isn't it? So don't look at them as if they're the answer. They are not the answer. We are the answer. Say to your neighbor, you are the answer. Isn't it? It's so important, isn't it? You and I recognize we are the answer. We are the hope, friends, to this nation, to all the nations of the world. And so, friends, the second commitment is to our and our future generations. Friends, we are concerned not just for ourselves. Are we okay, not okay? We should be concerned about our future generations, isn't it? We should be concerned about our children and our grandchildren, isn't it? On and off, Doris and we'll pray, Lord, have mercy upon, okay, Malaysia, and so on and so forth. Lord, not just pray, oh, have mercy upon. We are concerned about our own grandchildren as well, isn't it? Who is not concerned with grandchildren? Hello? How many of us, okay, you spend more time with grandchildren than your own children nowadays? Can I see you? How many of you? Okay, time for repentance now, right? Okay, all right now. Okay, now we'll do anything for our grandchildren. Anything they want, they will get it. Anything they want, they will get it. Why? Because after that, we cannot handle their past back to their parents. That's your problem now, okay? Bye-bye. So good to be grandparents, hello? Time to repent, time to support them, time to enjoy them, and all the problems, pass them back to the parents, isn't it? Why? Because we are committed to them. We're coming to future generations, and they're so important for us, isn't it? Not just for ourselves. What will I be doing? Not just for our children, for all the generations to come. And all God's people say, one final commitment you and I must make. What is the commitment? To the gospel and the cause of Christ's kingdom. Isn't it? It is the gospel and the Christ's kingdom that will really change, that will really make a difference. It is not this, that, and there is nothing whatsoever. You can have the best policies whatsoever. Why? You cannot change. Right? How many of us were coming to faith in Christ? You have been changed and transformed. See your hands. How many of you are coming for faith in Christ? Okay, if your hand is not up, you better come forward. Pastor Sam Christian will pray for you. You badly need prayer. Coming to faith in Christ is so good. So amazing transformation. Isn't it? How can we not share? How can we not make Jesus known? Okay, we're concerned to build God's kingdom. Not our kingdom, not our empire, not even our church. We're here to build Christ's kingdom. We're concerned to advance the kingdom of God, okay, and glorify the name of Jesus. That's what we're here for, isn't it? And that's why, friends, when we think that the answers are out there, when we think that these people, okay, will destroy the country, and unfortunately, sometimes they do. You know why they do? Because politicians are so powerful. And sadly, they destroy country after country. And that's why, friends, you know, if I'm in politics, I want to decrease the powers, okay, of all these politicians. I want to clip the wings. You know, no government should be too big. Our government is too big in size. All the governments around are generally too big in size. Imagine here in Malaysia, all right, the PM has got 4 ministers in a PM's department. This is not right. Hey, friends, this is your money, my money, okay, used up like that, isn't it? Government should be shrinked. more and more, really. Should not grow bigger and bigger. But that's what happened around the world. It is not right. It is a bad squander. You find what happens when people take on responsibility themselves more and more. They become more serious, more responsible. But we pass on everything to them. We pass on education to the government. We pass on healthcare to the government. We pass on everything to the government, which I think is wrong, friends. And that's why I don't believe in big governments, because they squander, they spend like crazy, and it's all at the expense of taxpayers' money. And friends, you know, we've looked at the wrong way. We should be looking at ourselves. We are the hope of the nation, the hope of the world, friends. Not out there, in here. And that's why, church, can I say to you honestly, you and I need to come before God to repent. Really, it's time of repentance. Because we look to the politicians, we look to these people too much. We forgot the answer is here, with us, in us, and we've forgotten it. All right? We have not reached out. We have not engaged with the community. We have not engaged with the Malaysian, Chinese, Indians, or all races. We have not gone out from our nice, wonderful shell of the church to get involved with society. We need to repent and confess and ask for forgiveness of our sins. Really, seriously, friends, you know, we should play this four role. I mentioned last Tuesday night at our prayer meeting, four roles we must all play. What are the role? First, the intercessory role. We must pray, intercede and pray. Hello, are you there? Pray and believe God to work through. Second, we must play an intermediary role, all right? Intermediary, okay? Get involved, get engaged with all these people, all kinds of people, Malay, Chinese, Buddhist, Hindus, Muslims, get involved, get engaged. Don't just keep to ourselves, friends. Thirdly, we must play the reconciling role to bring healing, hope, and wholeness to them. Finally, we must play the transforming role, you see, to see our nation change and transform as everybody does change and transform, friend. Hope is not there. Hope is here. And that's why we believe, and we're so alarmed by what happened politically. We are paralyzed. We are worried. And some of us even think, is there hope in the future for Malaysia? Maybe it's about time to pack off and go somewhere else. Nowhere in the world is safe, friends. Hello? Nowhere in the world is safe. Nowhere. We are only safe and really safe when we're in the palm of God's hand. Hello? We're in the palm of God's hand. We are safe and really safe. And that's what it is for you and I. And that's so important. And so, friends, it's a time really to ask God for forgiveness. That we look the wrong way. That we look the wrong thing. We look at the wrong people. We forget to look at the Lord. We got to look at ourselves. We forget to look at the church, friends. Hello, are you there? Isn't it so important that we must sow faith and not fear in people? People are scared, afraid to congregate. Sow faith in them. That's why I'm so glad about our Golden Club, our senior citizens. Okay? 3 Mondays ago, they had a big, wonderful celebration about Chinese New Year celebration. And the room, hall 3, was jam-packed with people. Standing room space, many stood still. Something 300 people packed into the room that is normally meant for 200 people. Packed in. You know what? I went in, looked at them. Okay? You know what I saw? Every one of them without face masks, except one lady has a face mask. And I looked very carefully at the lady. That lady don't look familiar. Therefore, not from DMC. Really, Ruben and Christine, well done. Honestly speaking, why put on like that? Why react in panic like that? Trust God. Friends, your life, my life is in God's good hands. If God wants us to live that long, we will live that long. Hello? If God doesn't want to live that long, whatever precaution, we will also not live that long. Trust God. He's a good God. Of course, it doesn't mean that we throw caution to the wind. We don't throw caution to the wind. We take whatever precautions. But friends, don't react in panic. React in faith, in trust and obedience. Congregate and meet and worship God. He is in charge. He is in control. Hello, are you there? Our lives are in His good hands. He's a great, wonderful God. And we've all been blessed wonderfully and mightily. Amen, isn't it? What a great, almighty God He is. And all God's people say, isn't it? But it's time to stand and give a clap offering to Jesus. But friends, it is also time. It is also a time for prayer, a time for repentance, a time to ask God for forgiveness, friend. When we react in fear, react in panic, we react in helplessness, as it were, react in such a manner, as it were, that we are totally, totally paralyzed, friends. We need to ask God for forgiveness, friends. When we see these things, we pray, we intercede, we become intermediary role, and we do all that is needful, friends. As we come to God, friends, church, let's come, really. Ask God to forgive us. Maybe we not have a heart of compassion and care. People are affected by coronavirus. Pray for them, friends. You know, pray for God's comfort. Pray for God's healing. Pray for divine intervention. You know, friends, I believe this before I lead in prayer, which is a time for repentance. Is, you see, friends, one virus, unseen to the naked eye, can paralyze the world. Firstly, paralyze China. You know that? Paralyze China. Why? Because I believe this. when you begin to punish, persecute the church, there are consequences, because the church and God's people is the apple of God's eye. Hello? It's the apple of God's eye. And you touch the church, there are consequences. God is maybe trying to show. You think you're powerful. You think you can do anything you want. I just send this one thing or allow this one to take place. There's a way, friends. God allows us to humble all of us, the whole world beside China. Hello, are you there? To say we're not in charge control of our life. We're not in charge control of the future. God is in charge. God is in control, friends. So let's together pray, repent of our sins, and after that, let's ask God, Lord, give us a Wuhan virus, okay? Not a Wuhan virus. So we're burned with fire and not fever. We're really burned for Jesus Christ all day and share Jesus with any people around. It's okay? Come, church, let's come. I pray, okay? Let's repent. Let's ask God for forgiveness, friends. Let's come. Let's pray in the Spirit and ask God for forgiveness. Kuria baka kuria shiki kiria baka kuria shana baka kuria shiki kiria. Church, come, listen to your voice and let's confess. Our Father, we come before you, Lord. We ask, our Father, you forgive us of our sins and our wrongs. All that is not right, Father. Oh God, forgive us, cleanse us, oh God, we pray, Father. For all that is not right, our Father, before you. Oh God, we repent, oh God, our Father, all our sins and wrongs. Many times we look at the wrong things, at the wrong place, at the wrong people, oh God, that these are our help and our hope whatsoever, Father. It is in you and you alone. Lord, forgive us, we have shifted our focus. We have forgotten, oh God, that you did answer our prayer, that you exposed human hearts. Oh, you will show the true condition of human hearts. Our Father, forgive us, cleanse us for all our sins and our wrongs, oh God, we pray. And help us to reach out, Father, we ask, oh God, as you forgive and cleanse us, help us to reach out in faith and faithfulness of presence to live for you, Father. Oh God, in fearlessness, encourage our Father, make known the good news of Jesus Christ. Engage with people, Father, we pray. Oh God, reach out to people, oh God, be a blessing and keep on serving as many people as possible, Father, we pray. Lord, help us to lead us and guide us. Engage, Alpha, with Chinese, Indians, Malays, oh God. We are all races and backgrounds, and those who are, oh God, expats are working overseas, the migrant workers, and all these people here. We give you thanks and praise, oh God, for these in our midst, our Father. So help us, oh God, we pray, Father, oh God, as you forgive us of our sins and wrongs, oh God, as you forgive us our bad attitude and everything else, that we want comfort and convenience, oh God. We want to be blessed by you only, Father. But when pressure and persecution comes, when uncertainty and confusion comes, our Father, oh God, we are alarmed by this. But Lord, teach us to look at you, look to you, Father, because you're in charge and control of Malaysia. You love this country so much. You'll not allow this country to go to the dogs, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We can be here to participate together as your people, oh God. We can be here, Father, to witness history on one hand, but have faith, oh God, in you, that we'll engage and reach out, oh God, draw many, many people to the blessing Christ, Father, we pray. So bless us all, oh God, we ask, our Father, teach us to sow faith in people, oh God. Teach us, our Father, we pray, to release faith in people, not fear in people, Father, we pray. The church march on. The church is a hope and the answer to this world. The church, oh God, is indeed, our Father, the solution for this nation's problems. So help us be the church, the kind of church, oh God, that we have built. So work in us, move in us, Father, we pray. We just worship and praise you for all this, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to make a quick altar call and a close in prayer, because the Chinese church is getting ready to come in here. Maybe some of you like to respond for prayer. You can still come forward for prayer, but we're going to close very, very soon. Some are fearful. Some have loved ones who are sick. Just this morning, I pray for all of these people down coronavirus. Also, God's comfort for those who have lost their loved ones. Ezra, pray for them. Pray for businesses affected. And see how we can continue to be a support, a blessing to all these around, which is so important, friends. Our job, friends, a comfort, a blessing, a help, a hope to all these people around. At the end of it all, it is in Jesus. Amen. And so those who have needs, whatever, you come, we pray for. Those who are not well, sick, you loved ones not well, sick, come and pray. Or we stand on behalf. Whatever it may be, friends, you come. All right? People concerned, alarmed, pray for them as well. So it's okay. So as we sing in this closing song, and then I will close, just come. Some of you would like to just come. Maybe you have not trusted in Jesus. This is the time, friends. This is the time to trust in Jesus, friends. The church operates best. The church operates best in crisis time, not in times of prosperity and comfort. Best in crisis time. This is the time for the church to respond, friends. So as the worship team leads us, church, just come very quickly. We're going to pray for you and then close. Huh? Okay, just one quick song.
Hallelujah. Our God reigns. Hallelujah.
Friends, just come and receive the grace of God.
Our God.
You know, people fearful, come and stand on the behalf. You know, people are sick, come and pray for them. Just come and okay, receive the grace of God. Just come. Just come, friends.
My days, hallelujah.
And I've said to people, of course, those who are unwell, stay at home. If you're not well, stay at home. But if you're well, come. So important, friends. Just come and receive the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Maybe some loved ones of yours will not come to faith in Christ. Just to come to stand on their behalf, friends. To believe God for breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
To believe God for change and transformation, friends. We are in these days, in these last days, as it were, with urgent times and periods and seasons, friends. We need God's divine intervention. We need to build our faith. So if you are fearful, if you are panicky, this is the time to come and receive faith from God, friends. Just come. We'll empower and empower you and allow God to do those wonderful, mighty things, friends. So just come.
Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days. Hallelujah.
Can we all raise up our hands to God and let me just release an impartation of blessing. Lord, release upon each one of us, oh God, I pray, faith and greater faith. Especially in times like this, that we will rise up to be your people and the kind of people, oh God, that will make a mark and a difference. Not our Father, oh God, retract and withdraw, Father, in fear, in paralysis. This is the time to rise up. This is the time to be your people and the kind of people that will make a difference, that will be transforming Asian, that will bring hope and comfort to people, that will bring encouragement and support, that will be a blessing to many, many people, whether as individuals, as families, in businesses, colleagues and friends and neighbors, relatives and classmates, whoever they may be, Father, I pray that we will be indeed the agent of change, agent of blessing and transformation. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord may His face shine upon you, be gracious towards you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you His peace, His comfort, His hope and His rest. In Jesus' wonderful name. And all God's people say, amen, amen, amen. We give a clap offering to Jesus. Amen. God bless you all.